This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us for another installment of Financial Insanity. I have with me, as always, the ultimate master of finance, well over 43 years experience, but still with that youthful energy, Scott McLean, right here in Waretown, New Jersey.
Remember, hello, Sonny.
There he is. Remember, if you hear something today, it resonates with you, or you just want to call Scott because he sounds like a good time, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Now, Scott, obviously accomplished author, outstanding radio host as well, but you're also a financial advisor, and you have a knack of breaking down these complex financial concepts, make them simple, digestible information for folks. Today, you're going to take us through the world of annuities.
Annuities.
What?
Nobody likes annuities.
Say what? So the good, bad, the ugly of them all. Sit back. You're going to educate us. So that is going to start us off. Also, later on in the show, 7 retirement risks to avoid, and later on, some Medicare Q&A. But like I said, it's all going to start with annuities, Scott. Where to begin, my friend?
You know, annuities, Alex, I think it'd make your head spin faster than a roulette wheel. But let's not fear. For those of you listening, annuities, there's a good, bad, and the ugly. I want to explain the difference between the 4 types of annuities, because people get upset. They're saying, I don't want an annuity. Well, you just might want one. But I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to educate you, because I can tell you, if you go to a salesman, they're going to want money from you, and they're going to probably sell you the highest paying commission out there. So be careful, Alex. That's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, like you said, there are 4 types, and you know, some people are going to say, you know, all annuities are bad. Well, like most things, that's not obviously going to be true. But where does it start? What are the differences, and why are some considered good, considered bad, or is that even fair to say?
It's a good start. I think you'll determine what's good or bad for yourself if you're out there, but I'm going to try to break it down real simple. You think about really the first type of annuity out there, which starts the realm of do you like it or not. I think about it, it's almost like, what's that movie, Forrest Gump? It's like a box of chocolates. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. And when you think about it, the variable annuity is really you invest the money into the stock market. They call that sub-accounts, like mutual funds, and the value of the mutual fund can go up and down, or the annuity can go up and down. The value of the account can go up and down. But when the salesman gets there, he'll say, well, we've got a guaranteed 6% annuity. Whether the market goes up or goes down, you're going to get guaranteed 6%. And the crowd roars. That's right. But the problem with this crowd roaring, you think you're avoiding losses, but the cash value is subject to losses. But the 6% could be the income rider. And like a box of chocolates, listening to you guys, you may take the wrong piece out and break your teeth on fees and expenses. So this could really cause the dentist to pull a few of your cavities and teeth out, because you could lose a lot of money on fees and expenses. I've seen them, Alex, as high as 4 to 4.25%. Imagine, Alex, you give me $300,000. We invest it. You think you're getting 6% on the annuity, but you're getting it on the income rider. We'll go in that more in depth. But again, we think about it. Meanwhile, you put in the money, what's 4% times 300,000? It could be over a $12,000 in fees. And many times the advisor never tells you But they could say to you, well, I mentioned that, but it's in the contract. Didn't you read it? So I call it the it's deceptive. We don't want to say deceptive. We don't want to say that your advisor is deceptive. I don't want to be mean to any advisors out there.
Sure.
But I can make it very clear when people come and meet with us and get a second opinion. And if you have that, I'd love you to do that. But when you get that second opinion, there are hidden 4 to 5 individual fees that could really crank up your wallet and not get the return you're expecting, Alex. And, yep. And if you're out there, by the way, you know, I want to help you at no cost, no obligation. Please feel free to give our studios a call, Alex. I want them to give us a call because I'd surely hate you to come to a radio show. You're listening. You just turned us on and you say, what's this fees? What's the expenses? 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. I'd love to take your call off the air. I'll try to do my best to answer any questions. I've done this business for many, many years, as Alex mentioned, and I'm not going to try to spin you into making a sale. That's not my goal. Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends, Scott lied. He's trying to sell me. No, I don't want that. I want you to tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott. That's why we called him at 609-488-4646. Alex,
yeah.
Variable annuities. It's
right.
A very, very intrinsic, very different type of annuity out there that many people get confused about. And it sounds like wonderful, wonderful loaf of bread that could have some major mold in it.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling off the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
Come on. That's right. Tickety talk.
609-488-4646 is the number. We're talking about annuities today on Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. All right. So we talked about the variable annuity. What is next, Scott?
Let's go to the Domino's Pizza.
Okay.
Immediate annuity. It's an immediate annuity. Like ordering a pizza, you pay for a lump sum up front, and in return, you're getting a fixed monthly payment. Now, by the way, we have a few clients, not many, that have this. It's just right for a very few people. And this is the second type of annuity that what gives an annuity a bad name. Let me give you an example. I'm Alex, you and your beautiful sweetie pie, you go to retire. Here you are, 65, 70 years old, and you buy an immediate annuity. You give the company a check for, let's say, $200,000, and you're going to get a check for the rest of your life, let's say, $800 a month. By the way, this is an example. Now, you're getting that check for $800 a month. It's an annuity. And you are going to get that for the rest of your life. And you've got a long lifespan. God has blessed you and your family.
I'm going to live forever.
You're going to live forever.
Yep.
And so you bought this vehicle and you're getting that $800 for the rest of your life. You and your wife are tickled pink. You're happy as a pig in a barrel. I can tell you're excited. But what happens? All of a sudden, you're going down the road. Bang. God takes you home. You get in a car accident. Unforeseen. Maybe you've got a health problem. Something happened and you passed away. Well, on many of these immediate annuities, depending what clause you have, this is the gobbledygook, that $800 is completely gone. But here's the worst case. All the money that you put into the immediate annuity, that's gone as well. Now, there's several types of immediate annuities. This is why if you have an immediate annuity, please do yourself a favor right now. Right now, y'all listen to me. Listen. Write this down, 609-488-4646. If you have this vehicle or not sure if you do, I'd encourage you to give us a call off the air to say, Scott, I need your help. I'm not sure what kind of annuity I have. Now, again, this could be a good annuity for very few people, but not for everybody. Because what happens is maybe you want to leave some money to the loved ones. This is not the right annuity for you. But if maybe you're the only one out there and you have no other people, well, maybe you go ahead and just buy the immediate annuity and get a check for the rest of your life and you pass away. Well, you know, if you have no heirs to pass on to, this could be a good tool. Alex, this is an immediate annuity.
I love it. All right, we immediately need to move on to the next one. We only have a few minutes left. We got to go through the next two, Scott. We want to give them the time that they deserve. So,
fixed annuity.
Yes, the
fixed
one
annuity,
similar
the
to CDs,
one.
Right? But higher return.
And they smell and look like a CD, but they grow tax deferred. This is the simplest of all simple annuities. Very simple.
I like simple.
You put in, Alex, you put in $100,000. I think the highest rate I've seen lately in the state of New Jersey, you know, 5-6% guaranteed, and they pay you the interest out every month, or you can let it compound tax deferred, no tax on the money. So if you've got money taking a nap, this could be a great tool for those of us scared of the stock market, don't want to take any participate in the stock market, want to make some nice, steady, I call it turtle money. It's slow and steady that will win the race. And let's say you're getting 5%. You put $100,000 in, you know for certainty you're getting the $5,000. But wait, my friends, there's more. You could be having to making sure that it is a solid company. And we like to use Comdex rating and the Weiss ratings, another type of rating service to make sure the insurance company is solid. So this is a fixed annuity. Very simple, smells and looks like a CD, but has a lot of wonderful benefits and higher returns than most all CDs.
Love
now
it.
The next one, Alex, is a little bit different.
Yep, and before we get to that one real quickly, remember, if you have any questions about annuities, anything else, 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646, adaid.com for the website. Scott, take us home. What's the final one?
The last one is called an indexed annuity. I mean, if you look at a book of Susie Orman wrote called The Road to Wealth, that she said she doesn't like annuities at all. But she did say, I like this one kind of annuity because it kind of competes with mutual funds in the mid-90s. A indexed annuity can index with the stock market. And it has, good and bad and ugly, it has what's called cap rates. Now, it's listen, guys, it's not for all your money. Although it is a very dynamic type of product. See, if it has a cap rate of 10, if the stock market goes up 5, you get 5. If the stock market, the S&P 500, goes up 7, you get 7% for the year. If the stock market goes up 10, you get 10. If the stock market goes up to 20, what do you think you get? Well, you get 10. You get upset, but you get 10. But the beauty in this, if the stock market starts to drop, you lose nothing. And most all of the index annuities have no fees. But be careful, some do. This is why when you speak to your advisor or you'd like to give us a call at our office and say, Scott, I need some questions, 609-488-4646. This is a great tool, but not for all of your money. A great tool that can compete with the stock market. It's kind of in there, but you don't want the risk. You want faster than the turtle, the fixed annuity, but you kind of want to have a little bit of a jet engine inside of it. This could be a great tool called the indexed annuity. Again, it's not for all your money, where a lot of guys and girls are out there, the advisor want to push it.
Yeah.
This is not for all your money.
Well, and Scott, as we have just a minute left here, so final thought as we end the segment I want you to hit on is just the fact that obviously your firm does a lot with taxes. What to consider when it comes to that with annuities? What's the tax consideration just to think about?
The beautiful tax consideration, like I was talking about, most all the annuities, if you're not pulling money out, it's not taxed. If you're taking the required minimum distribution, it's like taking from the IRA. You'll have to pay the ordinary income. The nice thing about annuities, if you've got a lot of money, you want to pass it on to your kids, and maybe you say, you know what, I want to grow it like a turtle, steady, fixed annuity or index annuity, it grows tax deferred. In other words, you're not paying tax on the gains. You'll pay tax one time, but the question is, when do you need the money? So again, this is why the advisor, while we look at the tax returns in light of the investments, no matter what investments they are, to make a sound, solid, strategic decision for your money. Mm-hmm. So you can put your head on your pillow, can sleep well at night, knowing that your money is covered by a nice, strong insurance company, and you don't want to take the left hooks that are in the stock market. This could be a great tool. Four tools: variable annuity. Second tool, immediate annuity. Third tool, fixed annuity. And the fourth tool is index annuity. they could be good for you. By the way, I'm not saying to sell the annuities, but this is a good time to have a good discussion, maybe a second or third opinion. 609-488-4646. No cost, no obligation. I'd love to help educate you on making the right decision with your money.
Thank you, Scott. More financial insanity coming up on the other side. 7 retirement risks to avoid.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Tickety-tock.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Financial Insanity, I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. And
that's
today,
right.
That's right, baby. Ready for us. Today, we're talking about 7 easy-to-avoid retirement risks. We're going to go through them. Easy to avoid. I mean, that's...
Easy, Alex.
That's
Alex,
what it's... I know. Nothing's easy. Easy, Scott. I know. It's all relative, my friend. So maybe easy isn't the right word, but maybe it's possible to avoid these retirement risks. We at least would maybe do that. You know, people look forward to retirement. Of course, all the relaxing and enjoying activities that we've not had the time to do. Maybe reading more, traveling, exercising. But as we transition into retirement, there's a lot of things that, well, we just didn't realize that we're going to be there when we crossed over that threshold as far as
like
our way of
long?
Living. Yeah. I mean, there are risks to that. I mean, that is one of the biggest fears, obviously, is running out of money. So let's go through these 7 easy-to-avoid risks. And if something resonates with you, if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott is here to answer them. So, risk number 1, living too long. Explain that one, Scott.
You know, we all want to live long. You think about Methuselah. You think about in the Old Testament. There's only one guy actually kind of walked out of this picture in the Old Testament, and he didn't die. He just lived, went on. I think about so many people. We all want to live a long life as long as it's healthy. And then, of course, challenges. When I was looking in the year 2000, I think 50,000 people, I think you gave me some stats also, that 50,000 people who lived to age 100 or older by 2050 is projected. So I'm kind of thinking about this. And that number is expected, by the way, to reach 1 million. So we're going to live a lot longer. I was reading a book called Life Force, Tony Robbins, the wonderful book for those of you who really like to read and learn about the new stuff that's coming out, the scientific, the medical journey, what's happening in the supplements. Life Force is a great book. You might want to get your hands on as I was reading it. And we're going to live a lot longer. And the new stuff that's coming out is just amazing. These young kids and doctors that are really just coming around. But we're living too long. And I think that's, as I mentioned before, we're talking about the 7 easy to avoid risks. Well, it's not easy to keep healthy. You got to work out. You got to eat right. We all love sweets, which are very bad for you, but I love sweets. But the challenge is we're living, could you live too long? Maybe you think you're going to pass away. I've got a very close friend. We'll call him Raphael. Raphael. And Raphael is a beautiful friend of mine for many, many years. And when we were doing this planning, he kept saying during the planning stage, well, Scott, my mom and dad died at 65 and 67. I'm 63. I probably will make it to 70. I've got a heart condition. I said, Ralph, my friend, what if you make it longer? Today, Ralph is 73 and he ran out of money. He doesn't have it left. He was burning so much cash in his portfolio. And I said, Ralph, please, you have to spend this. Scotty, I'm not going to make it. Well, he made it and he is still healthy. He didn't have his parents' ailments. So number one risk, if I were to say the seven easy to avoid retirement risks, this isn't easy to avoid, but you work out hard, obviously. He's doing well. Don't run out of money.
Yep.
Are you planning to live a good long life? I hope you are. And I think that's the hope and dream of that. So number one risk, living too long.
Risk number two, as we're going through seven easy to avoid retirement risks in retirement. The second one, explain this one, Scott, spending principle.
Boy, what a great risk number two as you think about living too long. Imagine living too long and you're spending the principal as my boy Ralph did, and you can spend principal without knowing it. In other words, the stock market goes up and your portfolio went up 20%. You say, well, heck, I'll just take out that 20%. And the next year the market drops 15%, but you pull out the same amount of money, not understanding that reverse dollar cost averaging, as I mentioned in one of my segments in our shows, that you could actually burn down principal much faster. And the reverse dollar cost averaging, if those of you listening right now, if you're not clear on how reverse dollar cost averaging or dollar cost averaging works, please, please do yourself a favor. Please, if you have a pen and paper, write this down. Get ready. This is very important. If you're not sure how reverse dollar cost averaging is in light of dollar cost averaging, write this down, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air because number two is very easy to avoid, meaning you're not paying attention. And when you're not paying attention to something, here you are living a long life. You got 30 years left, almost like a 30-year mortgage. And in reverse, you start paying the mortgage payments and you're not paying back the principal at all. Pretty soon, you start paying the principal and you're down to zero. My question to you guys out there, are you watching how the money is lasting? Should you reallocate? We spoke in our previous show, we talked about allocating your money in this volatile stock market. Perhaps you need to allocate your money to get some kind of vehicle that'll give you income for life for yourself, or yourself and your spouse, your significant other. So both of you have a income that will last a good long time. Because what happens is if you're married out there, have a significant other, well, one of you, if you're married, are going to lose the Social Security. So your husband dies, wife dies, your spouse dies. The highest of Social Security transfers to the other, but you lost a significant amount of money. So I think that's really important. You think about taking a pool of savings worth, let's say, $1 million. You're generating 5% per year. That's $50,000, Alex. Now, Alex, you're getting $50,000. Even if you just take a little bit more of that $50,000, just a small amount of your principal of your $1 million savings, it will be depleted. It will evaporate. So when people say, well, I've got a lot of money. Well, okay, how are you spending it? Are you being frugal? Or in my family, when you're Jewish and Scottish, you're really cheapish. You really got to watch, am I spending too much principal? It's easy to do, Alex, very easy. So I guess number one was living too long, but then you're spending too much money. That's principle number two. Be very, very careful, Alex. People need to be aware of that.
Man, the whole Scottish and cheap thing really resonated with me. You've never met my father, but yeah. If he heard me right now, he'd be nodding his head. Yes, in agreement. 609.
No, my dad was the same way. My dad was very frugal.
Hey.
And
you know,
he watched every dime. He didn't turn the lights out in the bedroom. You get yelled at, and if you don't do it the second time, you might get a little spanking. And I grew up in that. I didn't understand it. I was pissed, really ticked off that he would get mad at me, but
sure.
You know, I do the same thing with my kids, and now I'm a grandparent. If I see my little grandson leaving light, turn the light off.
Well, those lessons that the you know the great folks who lived through the Depression and the lessons that they tried to trickle down to people, and sometimes that ended up being your parents who then were telling you to turn the light off because of yeah. the bill.
If you'd like to get a copy of my book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money to a Mousetrap, please give our studios a call. We'll make it available to anybody. We'd love to help you as long as we have any left, because I think this book will guide you through all of the jungles and the quagmires, the ruts in the road. As you are in your investments with your investment advisor, you ask wise questions. So again, like to just to throw it out there, if you would like to give us a call at our office. Now, Alex, you were saying that the simple mistakes that people are making, number one, living too long, number two, spending down principal. And then I think you wanted me to talk about something that was really hitting all of us right now. What was that? Number three, Alex.
Inflation and maybe underestimating it could be a risk for sure.
I bought my house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, and I paid $42,500. And that was when my mortgage payment was interest rate was around 13.5, and I was happy as a pickle in a barrel. And then I saw mortgage rates jumping up to 16 and 17%. You know what? I felt pretty excited. Then I saw the mortgage rates come so I could refinance and reduce my rates. But this is inflation in the worst and the best. So how do you take care of it? And so we're all feeling it. You know, you're feeling it out there when you go to the pump and you grab that nozzle, or if you're getting it pumped by yourself or having someone do it, and you look at the bill. And of course, I filled up my diesel the other day for $5.98 it was. And I just got 17 gallons and I'm like, holy bananas. Not that we couldn't afford it. I don't want to overpay. Again, I said I'm very, very frugal, and so I always shop for the best price. Inflation has a way of getting away. Like the price I bought for my house in Ocean Gate, I bought it for $42,500 and sold it for $125,000 just 3 years later. I got lucky. You think about a baby coming out of the oven, beautiful little kid, beautiful child. God's blessed the child. No matter what condition it is, you're blessed with this beautiful infant. And later on in life, it grows. That's inflation on a child, from a little beautiful kid coming out to now it's a older child. And so the question is, things change. How do you get around it? Well, we want the kid to grow, but we don't want to keep paying more for our products. And so I hear so many stories. It's the supply chain, Alex. The supply chain is so bad. That's why we have inflation. I heard that on the radio or TV from one of the government pundits. And there's so many quote unquote excuses, but it's still coming out of your pocket. When you live a lot longer, you're going to be going to McDonald's and you're going to get a Happy Meal. And pretty soon you're going to have to split that Happy Meal with your spouse because it's so expensive. And that's inflation. Inflation could really evaporate your money. A, you live too long. B, now you got to spend more money, or you're spending down principal. And three, inflation is a hidden, the grim reaper. It just shows up, and that could be disastrous.
Scott, we have time for one more. We're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. Before we take a break, let's go to risk number 4. Staying invested in the stock market too long. We know staying in the stock market for a long time is a good idea generally, but yeah. what are we talking about if we're saying staying in too long?
The stock market has market cycles, and I've go this over every one of my workshops, Alex. This is unique that as we speak about the challenges, risks we have, what people don't understand is the stock market history. The history of the stock market has cycles. And if you've been to one of my classes, you've heard me from 1899 to 1921, the price to earnings ratio was around 30 and the market dropped. Then the market took off from 1921 to 1929. This cycle of the boom market took off, the bull market. And it was just from 1921 to 1929. This was a nice short period the market took off. Then it evaporated again. And it dropped. and it dropped again from 1929 to 1954. If you're not writing this down, if you're driving right now, this is important. Not understanding the stock market cycles, which is a full stock market cycle, about 35, 36 years. So from 1929 to 1954, imagine pulling money out and the market's dropping for that 25 years. Then from you go that period of time, now we're going into a bull cycle in the market. When the market 1954, the market took a poop. Now it's going to come bow. 1966, the market took off. But then it turned back again. It dropped again. So from 1966 to 1982, the market didn't come back. It went nowhere from point to point. Imagine the stock market is at 1,000, and here it is, 25 years later, it's still at 1,000. How you invest your money, staying invested in the long period, if for those of you in retirement periods or heading into retirement, this is critical. You pay attention to allocating or putting your money in the right buckets of money that will absolutely not evaporate, having income that we all deserve, we all want for the rest of your life. So this cannibalization of your money. Then here it is from 19, those of you listening right now, from 1982 to 2000 was the fastest bull cycle in the United States history. 1982 to 2000. I studied this because I was ready to get out of the business, Alex. I don't know if you know this. I was ready to leave the business in 2000 to 2003 when the market dropped 50%. And I was told by the big firm I was with, hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back. Why? Because they're worried about the company profits, not about my clients. Then here it is in 2000, the bottom of 2008. Well, what happened? Well, the market dropped from 2000 to 2003, came back by 2007 and broke even, then dropped again, which is people wasn't aware of, 60%, 60 by 2009. Everybody says 2008. Well, the bottom was 2009 and then came back. Imagine from 2000 to 2013, you made no money. 13 years of a done. For those of you that are invested, not understanding market cycles, this is where you want to say, Scott, how does the market cycle affect me? How does it affect my inflation? Am I spending too much principal, number two? And number one, am I outliving my area? So the four areas that Alex brought up with us today, if you're in that boat, please do yourself a favor. Do your spouse, your family, your kids a favor. Pay attention, because the next three areas we talk about, the unexpected events that are coming down the line, please don't turn me off now. You want to pay attention, because this is critical, because the biggest mistakes in retirement could be made because you're not paying attention, or the advisor's trying to sell you, not educate you. This is important. So please stay on your game. Pay attention to market cycles, as Alex mentioned.
And if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Going through 7 easy-to-avoid risks in retirement. We've done 4. We got 3 left. That is coming up. This is Financial Insanity.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Welcome back to Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman along with Scott McLean. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, and if you have any questions, give us a holler, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Today, going through 7 easy to avoid risks in retirement. And we started this off by risk number 1, living too long. Risk 2, spending principle. 3 was underestimating inflation. And we wrapped up the last segment talking about staying invested in the stock market too long due to the different cycles that we know happen with the market. Yeah. So now, moving on, 3 left here. And our first one, another underestimation we can make. And in this one is in regard to healthcare costs. And I know that one's tough, Scott, because people always think that they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof until something happens. And so talk a little bit here about that risk, underestimating healthcare costs.
I went to the Florida and went water skiing, and I haven't skied in almost 35 years. I jump in the water and I couldn't get up. I used to ski at Cypress Gardens. I skied all over the place, water skied. I jumped, I hang glide. I did a lot of fancy water skiing, and I was mad at myself. I couldn't get up. I thought I was 18. In my brain, I was 18 years old. Right. My body was a lot older. Even though I do work out and I was in, thought I was in shape, boy, healthcare could be expensive. My buddy was saying he did the same thing, and he tried to jump start one ski, slalom ski, and he pulled his groin, and he was in the hospital. Healthcare costs, they come up suddenly. One day you feel great. The next day you can't even walk down the stairs. One day you feel like $1 million. The next day you feel like a dollar bill or less. And I think the cost of the healthcare is extra. It's just amazing how it's gone up. Now, the government's trying to fix that. And obviously, it's not, it's going to keep continue going up. Hopefully, there'll be no medications, new stuff for us. But this means for those of you who are retiring, you got to pick what medication plan, what Medicare plan you're going to pick up, what option is. We want to guide people with this area. And those people in the 60s, currently the cost of family, the health care is right around $200,000. You figure the cost of someone being taken care of. Is home health care about $200,000? Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say you're going to stay home and have your kids take care of you. That's not going to happen most of the time. Maybe you want to pull money out and you're going to get a full-time health care worker that I have with one of our clients, and his wife has MS. He is taking care of his lovely wife, but he's got a full-time person. He's spending around $80,000 a year, and he's at his own house. So good quality health care, and you now you start throwing into an inflation. That $200,000 could easily be $800,000, or perhaps that $100,000 could be $400,000. It doesn't matter. It costs a lot of money. Pay attention to those areas. Please get in shape, work out. You know what's right to do. We all have 24 hours a day, I guess, and I'm talking to myself, by the way, Alex. You know, working that extra 1 hour a day, just working out, could be vital in eating the right food. But healthcare costs are going out of control.
That is for sure. All right, risk number 6. Got 2 left, going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risks. This one here, Scott, changes in policies or government programs. Well, that never happens. What are you talking about?
It never happens. Yeah, no. I think about we, you know, they change policies all the time. They're giving away free money the last few years. Now we have rapid inflation because we got too much money chasing too few goods. Now we have another issue. Inflationary, and which is now hitting our health care, which we just spoke about. And now the government wants to reduce Social Security. Think about Social Security, Alex. It's already slated on the table to be reduced if they don't fix this deal.
Right.
And you think, whoa. If I'm getting $1,000 a month and there's a 23% reduction, which is already slated, well, that means if I'm getting $1,000 a month, that means I'm getting $230 less. Ugh. Now, I don't know about you, but that means you have to drive one car, not two cars.
Right.
Or maybe buy a Happy Meal and split the Happy Meal with you and your lovely significant others or your kids. It's out of control. So when the governments, that's why we have to really pay attention and we have to vote. I'm not going to go on any Republican or Democrat or independent. You got to go out and vote, but you got to know the issues. And the issues for those of us that are getting older, like myself, Alex, you're a baby. You have nothing to know what I'm talking about, but you got a mom and dad. And the most important thing is, by the way, Alex, is your grandpa and grandma alive?
I do have a grandma who is nearly 100, my friend.
What?
Very, very close, knocking on the door of 100. So I do I do have a grandma on my mom's side, still kicking and loving to see her great grandchildren at this point.
Oh, wow. That is, I got bad genes. My genes are all ripped. My mom and dad died at 74, 75. My grandpa and grandmama, they died at 84, 85. And my mom's grandma died at 86. And my grandfather, my mom's side, he died in an accident driving a truck. So we'll just leave that one out. But I got bad juices. You got good ones. That's exciting. But for those of you who have maybe jeans that aren't that exciting, maybe you go to Wrangler or Levi's, but yeah, that's not a jean I'm talking about. But the jeans of course, government programs, how the government program could change and shift the way you're taking income, the way you pull money out of your 401ks or your IRAs, 403bs. This is a critical change. When the government says you inherit money from your parents, called an inherited IRA, and now you have to pull it out over 10 years. How do you structure, for those of you who are about to receive money, listen to me, you're about to inherit money because maybe mom and dad or maybe a child passed away, sibling passed away. I deal this all the time. This is all I do. And this is why you want to watch with the government, how you're going to be taxed. We talked about taxes earlier, but how you're going to be taxing that money and how do you structure this in line of Social Security along with the government rules. This number six, changes in policies or government programs could be really disastrous if you're not paying attention to this on a yearly basis, Alex. So please, please, if you want questions, by the way, I got answers. You got questions, I got answers. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you with it. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you. Alex, what was number seven? I know there's seven of them.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to bring it out.
Let's put a bow on this, my friend. Touchdown and an extra point. We got seven. Easy to avoid retirement risk. We laugh a little bit at the word easy, but we're going to go ahead and call this easy. But here's the last risk. Risk number seven, unexpected events. And you've hinted to this, Scott, but you can't plan for everything, my friend.
Can't, Alex. The unexpected events is one of the areas you live too long. We want to live long as it's healthy. You know, guys out there, the unexpected events, and I've deal this all the time. The lovely spouse passed away, but they didn't know when they came in for a second opinion that they weren't going to get their spouse's pension. Unexpected risk, unexpected event. And now they're worried about living on cat food versus real food. Now, we also speak about this. I'm not making light of this because this could wreak tremendous havoc on people's lives when you're living on a nice income and all of a sudden it's changed overnight. One day you're healthy. A client came in here and now his beautiful spouse has multiple sclerosis. She was beautiful. She came in here before she had it. Today, she can't even sit up in a chair straight up and down. The disease came out of nowhere. This changes lives. Can you plan for it? No, you hit your knees and you go to the God above and say, hey, Jesus, I need help, or whoever you pray to. I need a plan. I need a game plan. For those of you, don't do it yourself. Get someone who's done it for so many people. Or maybe you have an estate issue. Will, power of attorney, living will. And you go to the hospital and your mom and dad are probably sick or something, and you go there to help them and you don't have the power of attorney for healthcare matters or the power of attorney for financial matters. This unexpected event, well, pay attention to all the details. So Alex, and for those people that are younger listening, guys, make sure your parents' legal documents are up to date. Oh, by the way, make sure yours is up to date. Dust them off. Take a look. We don't know what life has. We don't know what's given. the grass withers, the flower fades. But I can tell you that the word stands forever. I don't know where you guys stand out there listening to me, but you know, in a wonderful season we're in, we're feeling good today. Okay, great time to plan. Let's plan for the good, the bad, and what's that movie?
Yeah.
Ugly, right? So, and I think when you think about this, because we don't know what lies ahead, because I can tell you the loss of one income from a spouse could be disastrous, or maybe having to take care of your mom or dad. Sure. And didn't think you had to, and now you have to leave work early. We've gone through that with our clients. I wasn't planning on retiring, Scott, at 61. I know you in our notes, it says you want to retire at 65, 66. Well, my mom needs my help, and I'm going to be taking care of her.
Yep.
Game changer.
And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's the adult child that
needs
more help.
Oh, my goodness, that's exactly right. We have special needs kids out there that have to be taken care of. All of a sudden, your child maybe gets in a traffic accident. Now you're raising their kids, your grandkids.
Sure.
Life has a way of sometimes being, could not unfair, but it seems unfair.
Yeah.
It's what's in the cards. Guys, we just spoke, and Alex brought up in the show seven concerns that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns that are really important to you as we plan, as we go into a new segment of life, procrastination, or as you're planning for your future, as those going into retirement, we spoke about it. And let me give you a quick rundown, as Alex did very well. Number one, we talked about your monies, and we talked about several different risks. If you're concerned about your money, that's all we do. 609-488-4646. Seems simple. Seems like you'll never forget it, but it happens. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. I'm here for you. Guys, I'm right around the corner, right across from ShopRite. You'll see the beautiful building, the lighthouse. We're here. We're for you. Thanks for taking time with us. We wish you the very best. I hope this is helpful for you, you guys, as we talk about the seven risks in retirement.
Yes, and Scott, you did such a great job going through them. Risk one, living too long. Risk two, spending principal. Risk three, underestimating inflation. Four, staying invested in the stock market too long. You had five, underestimating healthcare costs. Six, changes in policies or government programs. Seven, unexpected events. And if you have any questions for Scott, you can give him a call always at 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, just add .com for the website. And we
great
have
job, Alex.
We have more Financial Insanity with Scott McLean coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, the financial tricks, all right here.
It's the kind of dazzle we need around here.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Medicare can be overwhelming to those who will soon be turning 65. There's many questions that need to be answered. And as we're thinking about Medicare, it's good to have some help from someone who is maybe more educated on the topic to help you kind of guide you down the path, down the Medicare yellow brick road, so to speak. We got Scott McLean, McLean Advisor Group here with us. Remember, if you have any questions about Medicare, anything else we've talked about, 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. So we thought it'd be good to go through some frequently asked questions regarding Medicare. Scott, are you ready, my friend? I know this is
tough. I'll do my best because Medicare is like a buffet.
There you go. Well, you know, put that bib on, saddle up, my friend. It's time to get after it. All right. So the first one, question coming in from our fine listeners. This person says, I'm turning 65 soon. What is the process for joining Medicare?
Well, like I said, it's like a buffet. You got a lot of options to choose from, but it can be very tough to really just decide what to put on your plate. It's like a buffet. So you want to make sure you get your money's worth. So I want you to prepare. It's 3 months before you hit 65. By the way, that's me, guys, out there. And no matter when it is. And so I face the same issue. And hopefully I'll be in business another 40 years. But notwithstanding, you really want to understand all the types of dishes. And they're labeled differently when you think about a buffet. They're labeled way differently. The ingredients, the price of each dish can vary from one product to another product. So it's really important to pay attention for what you're getting with your money, Alex. So those of you turning 65, 3 months before. Now, obviously, if you've already applied for Social Security, and let's say it's 62, and now you're in 65, you're heading that road, it's going to be automatically in, or maybe you're getting the railroad pension. Okay, you're fine. But this is really important. You pay attention to 3 months before and start to shop it out to see what's best for you.
Very good. So that's somebody who's turning 65 soon. Someone else a little more seasoned here asking this question. I'm retiring and I'm over 65. What do I do about my Medicare?
Work out and get healthy and stay healthy, my friend.
Heck yeah.
But notwithstanding, you think about it, whether you're working with your employer or not, maybe you quit work, as Alex was saying, you're retiring. You may want to qualify for this called the special enrollment period, the SEP, the special enrollment period. And during this time, you think about it, you have up to 8 months to enroll for Part B without incurring a late enrollment fee. No one likes fees, do you? I don't like fees.
No.
However, if you have only a 30, 63 days to get Part D, the drug portion, of course, you want to look at that and of course, then go to your employer to see if they cover it or not. Now, by the way, when you look at the Part D, I myself is comparing that right now with, look at this other Medicare supplements, a lot of them out there. And I also think about the drugs, the medication. And I think I use this drug app all the time to see what the best prices are. But it could be beneficial to use the Part D if, depending what kind of medication you're on. This is important, Alex. This is critically important.
We are going over some Medicare frequently asked questions today. Financial Insanity with Scott McLean. I'm Alex Dingman. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have any questions, you can call the number 609-488-4646. Again, that is 609-488-4646. Now, next question coming in. I am turning 65 soon, but plan to keep working. Should I keep my employer coverage? That's a good question.
Yeah, you definitely want to definitely apply. You're going to keep the employer coverage. Let your employer know. And to keep it real simple, again, you want to get with your employer, HR department, find out what they have, and of course, again, 63 days, Part D, and then you're looking at the Medicare coverage, see what they're going to cover or not. Now, if you Alex, just pull this out of my brain. Maybe your wife is, and you are the same, and you're turning, you decide to stay at work. Find out what's covered at your work for your spouse, whether it's a husband or wife, or partnership out there. So you're going to want to make sure what's covered, what they don't cover before you do it, but don't put this off to the last minute. That's what a lot of people do. They do their homework at the last day.
Well, and no one end up getting that. A D. What are you talking about?
So again, you want to make sure the Medicare, then you look at the Medicare Advantage plan or any standalone plan. Again, going back into the drug, of course, the Plan D, or again, what other original Medicare programs are out there. So this is really important. This is a buffet, and you don't want to go to the buffet and just eat candy, or I should say the sweets. You got to get some healthy investment tools called the right Medicare program for your health condition.
You're going to make me get some salad on my plate.
You're that, that's good for you.
You're that guy. 609-488-4646, the number. Another question we had coming in here about Medicare, and this one, I love simple questions. Here's one, Scott. Must I get Medicare?
Yeah, you got to sign up for it. And if you don't sign up for it, you could be getting a left hook. You could be getting a penalty.
Oh.
So you definitely want to go there. Even if you have coverage, I have a neat program myself. I use MediShare. Great program. I'm not telling you to buy it. And it's not for sale through me, but it's a good program. But I need to look at all the different types of products out there. And again, don't put this off. That's what I see all the time, Alex. People are putting things off the last minute. I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, I have answers. 609-488-4646. McLean Advisory right here in Waretown. 609-488-4646. Looks like we're out of time. Thanks for joining McLean Advisory Group.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, and we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.